Hi everyone, it's Roger and Jeremy here for What's On Disney Plus. And in this episode, we're going to be talking about Independence Day, which is available on Disney Plus around the world as part of Star. Unfortunately, in the US, it's currently located on HBO Max, but it will be coming probably at some point to either Disney Plus or Hulu whenever that deal gets run out. And it's kind of funny because this is kind of like our first Star review, and then we thought, well, why not do it for Independence Day? What a perfect day. Happens to be the Sunday it drops, so why not? And I'm going to be honest, I love this movie. It is everything I love about a big, epic blockbuster. I remember going to see it at the cinema. I had the poster on my wall when it came out. I mean, Will Smith was just on fire at that time. You know, he was just off Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. He was like hot with everything. You know, whatever he did, he was great. And this movie, watching it back now, I still loved it. It's stupid. And I know a lot of people don't like these big summer blockbusters, but this for me is exactly what I love about the summer. Of just big explosions, aliens, you know, Transformers, anything, you know, like in this kind of zone is what I love. And I watched this one back this past few week, and I just loved it. The second one's awful, but this one is just so, to me, it's just great stuff. Just pop, it is a popcorn flick. It's stupid. It's Jeff Goldblum. I mean, he's just fantastic in this as well because he's doing his whole usual spiel, but it works. And yeah, I just love this one. What about you?
I love this film. I have loved it since I saw it in 1996, I think, is when it hit theaters. Yeah. I did not see it there. I waited until it came to Blockbuster, which no longer exists almost. I loved it because it was, we all knew Will Smith from the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, and we knew he was trying to make the move from TV to movies, and some guys it works and some guys it doesn't. And thankfully for him, it worked because he's given us some really good movies over the years. It is kind of stupid, but I don't know how much of it is stupid because it's stupid and how much of it is stupid because we've seen so many alien summer blockbusters since then that have just copied this format.
I think that whole thing as well of having them blow up the White House was such an iconic scene. I remember buying like the special edition VHS for this movie. And you know, that poster with them blowing up the White House, you know, that was something that was shocking. I mean, I think if I remember rightly, I remember was at college when the trailer came out and I was watching it on like 140 and I had to download it for like 20, it took like 20 minutes to download the trailer at college because we had thousands. And, you know, this movie was just so, I think, so different to what we'd seen for, you know, and I mean, after this, we'd seen, you know, there was other big movies like Armageddon and, you know, we had all that thing, but this was very much mainstream. This really caught on. It was very popular here in the UK at the time. It was just crazy.
Yeah, I love that. I love Bill Pullman, who, to my experience at the time when I first saw it, was just Lone Star and Spaceballs. Yeah. And then all of a sudden, I'm like, he's the president, and he's doing it well. So it's like, I didn't realize Bill Pullman had range, but he apparently does there. And
I mean, I'm just looking at his. I mean, this was just over 800 million. So this nearly pulled in just shy of a billion, you know, and this was like nearly 25 years ago. Yeah, I mean, that's how much money. Times, yeah. I mean, this was just, it was just, I think at the time, such a massive. The only thing I really didn't like about it was the whole thing with I think it was like Randy kind of
Randy Quaid,
you know, that whole his whole thing with the gun at the thing is like, really, you're giving him an arc because he's like, he really didn't really deserve it. It would have been maybe a little bit better had the president done it. It might have been you know, that would have, you know, a little bit more interesting.
Cousin Eddie, I don't know.
Yeah, that was my only thing, but I love the whole thing of, I mean, it was, I mean, the whole thing of just like, let's upload a virus using like AOL.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, at the time, we didn't know any difference because most people weren't even on the internet then.
Right.
You know, so
we had basics could have gone.
Yeah. Well, you know, it could have gone, a lot of that could have gone over, like people didn't. Yeah. So you're going to fly up to a spaceship and just download, install a virus that you made like over for 20 minutes. I mean, you look back now, it's absolutely stupid. And you're just going to throw logistics and real life out the window with this movie.
Yeah.
But I mean, I just, there's so much about this that it was just a lot of fun. And it was of the time, and it was, you know, I was like a 16-year-old kid when this movie came out. I was the right audience at the right time for this film.
Yeah. There's one thing, I didn't think anything of it at the time, but looking back, when they come up with the plan and they send it around the world, and the British, they get it to the British guys, like, it's from the Americans. They want to launch a counteroffensive, guys. Like, it's about bloody time. I'm like, if they're attacking the world, why would any other country be waiting on Americans to do that? It was like the height of our own arrogance right there, that looking back, I'm like, why? I was just baffled by that this time, that I'd never noticed before. And I'm like,
yeah, I'm going to be honest. This was the kind of, you know, I mean, this is how kind of political thing, but generally as a whole, you know, it was always that kind of thing, of, especially with the movies. You know, America came in and saved the day, and that's always been the way it's kind of been for years. Yeah, and so if you look back at now, and it's so clear, you know, it's like it's all got fuzzy, but it was definitely of the time, that was kind of how it was looked at. And you know, it's just so strange to see how this movie, in some way, has aged. I don't think it's aged badly. I don't think like the special effects really look that bad. I mean, sometimes with special effects movies, they can really age badly, but I didn't think this one was too bad.
No, it's, I mean, small things here and there, but overall pretty good. The thing with Brent Spiner as the doctor being controlled was a little bit weird, but, you know, overall, it's still really good.
Yeah. But let us know in the comments below what you think of Independence. I'd love to hear your thoughts. For me, if I had to give it stars, I'm going to give it like 4.5 out of 5. I probably would have given it 5 when I was 16, but it has dropped a little bit over the years. But what about you?
4.5 out of 5.
Yeah, just a lot of fun. So you can find this one on Disney Plus in a number of countries like the UK, Canada, Australia and stuff. We're probably going to start doing a few more little star reviews and stuff here and there, and start scattering them in, since essentially they're all part of Disney Plus internationally now. But let us know, as I said before, you can go check us out over at whatsondisneyplus.com. you can like, follow and subscribe on all the different social medias, and patrons as well, and YouTube channel members get early access to these episodes as a perk for their supporting us, which really makes a massive difference. And they also get to contribute and sort of vote on what future reviews we do. Anyway, guys, thank you very much for joining us. See you guys soon. Later.